Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Conrad with your Radio Zedlines.
In local news, a great northern petrel, which was worried to be infected with H5 bird flu, has tested negative for the deadly disease, thankfully. The bird was discovered on a beach in Noosa and quickly quarantined with the recent concern caused by a coastal bird in South Australia, which became the first non-migratory bird flu case in Australia. The H5 bird flu is currently spread between migratory subantarctic seabirds. However, concern has been rising recently that the deadly avian disease could spread to Australia and cause a national wildlife emergency. The Department of Primary Industries has stated that, quote, Queensland is well prepared for H5 bird flu. However, many birders have noticed a mass northwards movement of subantarctic bird species up the east coast in the last few months. If you, dear Zedliner, see a suspected sick or dead bird, please contact the Emergency Animal Disease Hotline.
RACQ has accused some fuel retailers of attempting to re-establish the unleaded fuel price cycle in southeast Queensland after the fuel price shot up by 30 cents per litre in the last week. The federal government fuel excise discount was halved as of July 1st, with the excise set to return at the start of next month. The price of fuel is expected to raise the fuel price by 32 cents per litre. RACQ's Dr. Ian Jeffries accused fuel companies of attempting to leave motorists with unfair prices. He said, quote, they will hike fuel prices at a few sites, they'll hold them up high for a while, and if nobody else follows, they'll come back down again.
In national news, over the past 2 years, thousands of passengers in Sydney's inner and southwest have had to queue for replacement buses every day, often being required to wait for 3 or 4 buses to pass before they can secure a spot. This Tuesday, however, a new Sydenham to Bankstown metro extension is set to start with through-running testing. The state government has refused to provide an estimated date for full implementation due to them still being so early in the process. Once completed, the extension is set to deliver capacity for an additional 17,000 people. Commuters in Sydney should expect further interruptions, including line closures across the whole metro line throughout July.
Following his visitation of the Australian Federal Police, FBI Director Kash Patel has left a 3D-printed imitation pistol as a gift. Despite it initially being displayed proudly in the commissioner's office, Chrissy Barrett, the AFP's new commissioner, has ordered it destroyed. The documents have shown similar events taking place last year in New Zealand, where Patel brought additional printed guns as gifts, which were then destroyed after investigation found them potentially operable. Questions were also raised surrounding Patel's additional gift of personalized bourbon bottles. However, the FBI's assistant director spoke on the matter, saying, quote, senior bureau officials have long exchanged commemorative items in formal gift settings consistent with ethics rules. Director Patel has followed all applicable ethical guidelines and pays for any personal gifts himself.
In international news, amid serious privacy concerns, AI-powered glasses have seriously improved everyday life for many disabled users. For those with vision impairment, the glasses have been noted as a, quote, game changer, allowing for an independence not usually possible. While not designed as an accessibility device, many of these glasses come at a significantly lower price than those that were designed for it. Regardless of their effectiveness, privacy concerns continue to grow, considering how the glasses can be used as covert surveillance. Laws have been introduced to criminalize the recording and posting of individuals in this way. However, experts have weighed on the difficulty of finding the perpetrators.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us at Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.